Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, from your Anointed Word International Ministry. We thank God for you being with us today. We give God glory and glory for all that he's doing, all that he has done, and all that he will do. We're so grateful to be able to come into your homes this afternoon and just to spread the word with you and to talk about the word of God. And not only to talk about the word of God, but to just give you some nuggets on how we can continue to go in with this journey. We've been talking about taking a journey, journeying through the word of God with God. And today we're going to continue because we talked about it last week. We're talking about it again this week because there is no end for it. And today we're going to talk about God has an address. Yes, he does. He has an address where he lives. And the way you can contact God through where he lives is through the word of God and through prayer. If you plan on getting in contact with God, you can't walk up to see him. You can't even go, praise God, to get him to knock upon his door. But if you will call upon him, he will show you great and mighty things that you know is not. But he's there for you. But the way you can really get in contact with God and journey into the place with him is by getting into the word of God. And today we're going to continue to talk about being in intimacy with God. Being intimacy with God means to get into a spiritual worship, a spiritual place with God. You know, and sometimes, praise God, when we talk about, you know, being intimacy with God, we talk about when we speak of worship. What usually comes to the mind, okay? What comes to the mind when we talk about worship, even in our church services, in our congregation, our songs, and our praises, and our worship to the Lord? We begin always begin with the praise. And fasting, and the louder noise, and the songs, and the moving to the strong beat, and calling us to jump, praise God, and to shout, and to dance with joy, you see. But during that time, praise God, when we're praising God, and we're in the time, in the frame of worshiping God, okay, this is sometimes what we should do. You know, sometimes we hop around, and we run around, and we rejoice, and we do all those things. But you know something, praise God? Our focus sometimes is on everything except the true worship of God. I believe the word of God said that he's looking for true worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's saying to us, praise God, if we get in a place with God and we begin, praise God, to worship him and to worship him in true spirit and truth and in holiness, praise God, we find a place with God that we can stay, that we can come, and that we can rejoice with him, and that we can be in his presence at all times. And God has said in his word, he said, I'm looking for true worshipers, people that will worship him in spirit and in truth, and praise God, not with the formality, not with the song I sang or the dance I give, you know, or the way I clap my hands, or the way I shake, you know, I do my tambourine, or the way I sing, but from the spiritual part of it, God is looking for true worshipers, okay? And then he said, praise God, you know, so because when we come to him, we must come to him in spirit of truth. We just come to him, praise God, rejoicing and knowing, praise God, that it's God. And that God is looking for us. He's waiting for us because he's there. He says, get to the place called there. And when you get there, he will be there because he wants you there, because he's going to meet you there. But you just need to get to the place called there. And the place called there will be your true spiritual worship place of God and how you believe what God say and it shall come to pass. He wants you to visit him at his address because at his address he got everything you need. Now we all have temporal things that we deal with. Those things, praise God, we need to leave behind and enter into the holies of holies and bow our hearts and to the ground and see and hear what he's trying to say to us. You know, we're consumed, praise God, with things of this world. Sometimes we get our worship kind of mixed up, to get it mixed up. And God is saying, I'm looking for true worshipers that will worship me. That will worship me in the whole, in the beauty of holiness. And, you know, praise God, when we speak of worship, praise God, in this way, it is the most sacred experience, praise God. And it's a beautiful thing when we can get into the presence of God and we can experience whatever with him and any time with him. We have a relationship with him, and we can acknowledge him in our time of worship. Amen. And you know, praise God, what he's also saying to us, because, see, our life needs to be transformed as into worship in the services that we give unto him. Meaning, praise God, that we worship God from the beauty of holiness, because we believe what he says, and we know that he's a God that cannot lie. We know that he's a God that would do whatever he said he would do, and he would do it, and he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an old-time God. And God wants us to worship Him in the comparison, in the very essence and the foundation of our Christian life. He wants us, praise God, that we can worship Him in the spirit realm. Praise God, not so much in the flesh. I know, praise God, the flesh, praise God, but we need to get in that part, but we can worship Him in spirit and in truth, because God is looking for true worshipers, okay? And then he also said that worship is a complete, you see what I'm saying? Listen to me carefully. It is a complete concentration, okay, of our lives to God. It is an attitude, the way we walk, okay, the way we speak, and from our heart, and the way we meditate in Him at all times. You see, our life is completely and totally, now listen, our life is complete and totally His. You see, the attitude that we go to Him in worship and the place of worship, do we walk into it? We should walk into it each day. We should walk into it every moment, because our spirit man makes intercession for us. You see, we have to cultivate, praise God, and develop a worship manner. We have to work through a worship manner of life. And then the more we do it, the more we become familiar with it, and the more we would just do it automatically. It's not something you have to perform. It's something that comes from you, because that's who you is. That's who you are. You are worship to Him. Praise God. He's saying to us, praise God. He wants to cultivate it. And you see, this is what he's saying. Cultivate it as we grow up in God. As we grow up in God, we know more. We see more. We understand more. Okay? We surrender more. Because we know that we are doing this only to the glory of God. Amen. And you see, we have to remain faithful, because we're trying to get to where He is. We're trying to get to His address. And the way we get to where He lives is through worship, through prayer, through true prayer, true worship. He said, I'm looking for a few good worshipers. Like you know, Uncle Sam said it. He said, I'm looking for a few good men. But God is looking for a few good true worshipers that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. This is what he's saying. We must understand that. We must remain faithful to God's word and follow the leading of who? Not me, not the preacher, not the evangelist, not the pope, not the pastor, not the teacher. But we must remain faithful to what? The Holy Spirit. It means we must give up. This is what it means. We must give up the idol, and turn over the obsession, putting off the old man, that old sinful thing that we call, okay, that man, thinking and habits, and crucify our flesh again and again. Yes, we're trying to get to where He lives. We're trying to get to where He is. We're trying to get to in His presence. We're trying to make it, praise God, be a better a relationship with Him. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to where God wants us to be, so we can have no problem getting in touch with our Heavenly Father, because we want to go. You know, it's just like your parents. It's not good when you can't go home to where you live at. You must be able to go home to the address you have. My mama used to always say to me, never leave home that you can't come back. But see, when we leave God and we go back and forth, we should be able to get into His presence at any time, all the time, and wherever we are at that time. Amen. We must remain faithful to the call. We must renew our minds. Our minds have to be renewed. We must cast down every imagination and lie, and that lie on the enemy. We must cultivate. We must cultivate and immerse ourselves in a life of worship unto God. Yes, we must worship unto God. We must get into a place that we get intimate with Him. And you look up the word intimate. Intimate means to be close, to be related, to be connected, to be side by side. You see what I'm saying? To be up on each other. We must learn to cultivate. We must learn, praise God, how, praise God, we should do this in order to gain God's favor over our lives. We talk about the word favor. God, give me favor. But God can give you favor when you are connected to the things of God. Amen. And praise God, through this, praise God, we must continue, praise God, to purification and progressive sanctification. All these things work together. We must purify, we must have purification, and we must progress in sanctification. And we need a little bit more. We need more and more. We need more and more of what God is trying to tell us to do. We need the capacity to love and to be thankful. Yes, to be thankful, to step out in faith and thank God for what He has already done for us, and to thank God how He keeps us and watches over us. We must be faithful. We must be faithful. Yes, we must be faithful. Because, praise God, we are talking about a mighty God. We're talking about a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords that we desire to be connected to. And we must know, praise God, we just can't go to God in any state or any kind of way, talking about we're worshiping God. We must go to Him in spirit and in truth. and realize, praise God, what we do is unto the Lord and not unto man. We must step out in faith and power and worship our Creator with our whole heart. What heart? Not the physical, my friend. We're talking about the spiritual heart. Because the Bible declares there is no good thing that dwelleth in the heart of man. There's no good thing in this heart, in the fleshly heart, but in our spiritual heart, we have all that we need, more than enough. We have the maturity that we can be able to commune with, to communicate with Him on a higher level. Okay? Because simply, praise God, we have no way of communicating with God in our fleshly man because our heart would not allow us to do so. But if, praise God, we would just learn, praise God, how to go to Him in spirit and in truth, we can feel welcome to His address at any time. His address, praise God, is in the heavenlies. His address, praise God, is where, praise God, we must meet Him on the grounds of sanctification and purification. Amen. This is what I'm saying. And you know what? And praise God, man, praise God, must restore. You must be restored to the place, praise God, where Adam and Eve and Jordan, they walked and they talked with God. They talked with Him where? In the Garden of Eden. They talked with Him. They were close to Him. They were related to Him. He could relate to them and they to Him. Praise God. They looked for Him at a certain time of the day. What am I saying? I'm saying at a certain time in your life, in your spiritual walk. Find a place that you can get to God and worship Him in spirit and in truth without the interruption, praise God, of everyday life. Worship to praise God. Falling down before the Lord, okay? Falling down before the Lord, all right? And completing submission and humility. This is what I'm saying. Learn how to be in harmony on the side of, you know, and taking time all on the inside and all the time, making yourself totally, totally available to whatever He would have us to say or do. Amen. Amen. It is inviting. It just inviting for the Holy Spirit to transform us, to make us, praise God, to make us unto Him the fullness of the image of Jesus Christ. We're trying to get there. We're working on it because we want to be just like Jesus. You know, so I want to be just like Him. Well, we got to do something to get in that place to get just like Him. And that means we must know, praise God, we must destroy the flesh. We must destroy the flesh because the flesh is an enemy to God. It is an enemy to Him. And we must be able, praise God, to recognize that the flesh is our enemy and it would try to separate you from God. It would separate you from your God. He would have us to say, you know, into inviting us into the Holy Spirit, transforming us to the fullness of Jesus Christ. Yes, this is what He wants. Reaffirming power of God so that He might use us and flow through us to bless others. That's it, my people. That's it. It's not all about you feeling good about how you sound and how you sang and how much you feel the anointing or the little tickling, praise God, of God's finger, touch of love touching you. It's about God blessing you that you can be a blessing to others. This is what He's saying. Worship is given to God. Oh, listen to about Shata. Glory. It's like giving Him all the glory. Yes, blessed. That's what it is. Worship is given to God, given to the Lord, all the honor and the glory. Do His name 24 hours a day. Or you might say 24/7. This is what we're talking about. Worship, you know, it expands our imagination, our knowledge of our Creator and deepens us in our faith in Him. You see, this is what it does. This is what worship does when we get into intimacy with God. It do all of these things and some more. What is it for us to do in worship? On up today, it's only a few, praise God, do what we will be doing throughout eternity. That's what He said. He's setting you up now, that it will be nothing that you not know about, because you're getting, this is your training ground right now, learning how to worship God in spirit and truth. You see, in this world, we worship as once lost creatures. See? We worship as once lost creatures, who now bow before the God who has found them and quickened them and made them alive forever. See, we was lost creatures. But Jesus Christ, because God is, I am. Yes, because He is, I am. And this is what He's saying to us today. Learn to be and to become intimacy with Me. Learn to worship Me in the beauty of holiness. Learn to be in my presence, praise quiet time and quiet time. Many times, praise God, we go into God's presence. We don't have to go and say a lot of things. We just go learn how to go there and sit in His presence and wait for Him there. If we learn how to wait upon the Lord, that He will strengthen our heart. He will renew our strength. Yes. You see, we can finally comprehend, see, when we get in the Spirit,
all that God is, but the more we worship him and the more we love and understand him, thoughts and his ways, his thoughts, the more we love to worship him with every breath of our lives, okay? With each new revelation about our incredible God, the richer, the deeper, and the higher our worship becomes. My God, today, hey, Jesus, yes. The more it does when we recognize and realize and get into the new revelation. People, listen to me. There is new revelation in worship of God and loving to know more about him, loving to seek after him with a deep love within in the spirit, man. There is a deep revelation in that. And when we truly know him, we can't help but worship him. He is all in all, our beginning and ending. He is Alpha and Omega. He is Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. In him we live and we move and have our being. And when we consider worship and the light, like in the book of Ephesians, we see clearly what Apostle Paul was waiting until the final verse of the third chapter when he said, to declare that he is nothing more than a prisoner for Jesus Christ. What more to be a prisoner for something than more than to be for Jesus Christ? That's the best one. I'd be a prisoner for him any day. The Bible used to say that there's a fool. Everybody's a fool, but who fool are you? It's okay to be a prisoner or fool for Jesus Christ. Because, my friend, I'm here to tell you, it will not go to waste. No, sir, no, ma'am. It would not go to waste. But we must realize, you see, worship are different from praises, okay? Now listen to me carefully. Worship is different from praises. Yes, worship is different from praise. See, many times we get that confused because we don't know the difference. Mm-hmm. Because they have stepped beyond thanking God for alternating their condition to worship him from their position as a child. Are you hearing me? You see, this, let me say this again. Worshiping him, you see, there is a difference from praisers and praising, because they have stepped beyond thanking God for alternating their condition to worshiping him from their position as a child. They love him, you see. They love him. Yes, yes, yes. They love him for who he is, and they are forever humbled by who he has made them to be. You see what I'm saying? Not that who he's making you to be, but who he has made you to be. This is when they realize, I am in the presence of a true king. I am in the presence of a living God. I'm in the presence of a humble God. I'm in the presence of Alpha Omega, the beginning and the ending. I'm in his presence. And when I'm in his presence, I'm where I need to be. I'm where I need to be because where he is, I am. And what he made me better than I was, because he's positioning me to become a true worshiper in him. See, in love by God, what we do, what happens is we explore the first, praise God. We can go through the book of Ephesians in the first chapter. We explore that. We explore that. Because it gives us the details of incomprehensible reality of God. It gives us that. Who God is and all he has accomplished. His redemptive work through Jesus Christ. And experiencing Jesus, you see, we go into deeper parts of the book. We go into deeper parts of the book. And see, it was God being very merciful. He quickened us with Christ and raised, and he seated us together with him. Now, you just got to imagine where you're sitting at. Where you're sitting at. If you're sitting any place that where you're sitting in the mercy and in the glorious, in the worshiping of God, you any place sitting in your spirit except there, then your spirit is a waste. Because he makes him. He makes each and every one of us. He makes us a holy temple, you see, in which he dwells forever. That's what he does for us. He takes you from nothing and makes something out of it. He molds and he shakes you. He breaks the mold and he renews it. And he gives it, and he fashioned the vessel to be a beautiful vessel for his purpose. Yes. You see, you have to realize, praise God, in the book of Ephesians, when Paul was not forced to made to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He chose to be his prisoner. See, that's what the Bible says today. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You got to make a choice who you will serve. Would it be God or would it be mammon? Make a choice. The choice is yours. He chose to be a prisoner for Jesus Christ. He didn't make him. See, many believers, okay, choose to follow Jesus to save them and heal them. You understand? Yes, we do. To heal them and then set them free. But few believers choose to be his prisoners. Everybody wants to be saved, set free, and healed. But nobody wants to be captured by the Spirit of God to become his prisoner. This is what we're talking about. Getting intimacy with God. Getting in a place with God that you become a prisoner for Jesus Christ. We're a prisoner for our homes, our jobs, our children, our family, our husbands. We'd be a prisoner for everybody. But how many of the saints of God has went and said, God, ha, Jesus, make me a prisoner for your sake? You see, make us a prisoner. And this is what he was saying. See, Paul not only allowed Jesus Christ to take him captive. We don't want that captive. We still want to run the show. We still want to be in control. We still want to sit in the driver's seat. We still want to sit in the pilot seat, not the co-pilot, but the pilot seat. We still want to do all these things. But you got to be willing to become a prisoner, to be captured. And when he was saved on the road to Damascus, we're talking about our friend Paul, we're talking about Paul, but he bound himself to Jesus in his life. See, Paul worshiped was not something he did occasionally. Yeah. You know how we do it occasionally. We're going through some real praising for a minute. Yes. You do it. I've done it. Yes, we do. And we're praising for a minute. But you see, Paul's worship, he did continuously. He forced up Christ continuously. He worshiped our God. We must not be something we do with some aspect of our being, such as our voice, you know, our serving, you know, our soundness, our actions. No. We must do it with all that we are. And if you are in the spirit and you are a child of God and you are a spirit, guess, my friend, what happens? You worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, and you do it in spirit and in truth without something having to prompt you to do it. It's automatically done because that's who you are. We sing a song, because of who you are, I give you praise. Then this is how we should be. Because of who we are, we give him praise and honor and glory. We must recognize that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We must worship him in the spirit and in holiness. See, worship is our God. See, worship of our God is not accomplished in services from time to time. Worship is our service. Say that again. Worship of our God is not accomplished in services from time to time. Worship is our service we give unto God. And not enough something else, praise God. But nor worship is something we do only when we are happy and blessed. But we worship God in all situations and circumstances. Worship flows from our spirit and power, infuses our soul with understanding, and gives divine expression to our bodies, and cause illumination of our encounters, of our conscience. And guess what? Believers in Jesus Christ don't have to stop to think about worship. We don't have to do that. We don't have to be really in God like you say that you are. You're doing what you're doing to the glory of God, not to the pastor. not to the beacon, not to the church member, not to be seen. You do it automatically, why? Because worship is who you are. You do that and you worship in service to God, not to man. You don't have to think about it if you're doing it to God. You see? We don't have to take a pause to worship God now. No. We live in a state of worship, and we give expression to worship as our first response. You get that? As our first response, our first thought, our first emotion, and our first action. Not secondary, my friend. No, not secondary. This is the first thing you do. You worship him. I hear the word of God said there is creatures around the throne praising him night and day. They never stop. And they're crying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. And they do not stop. They never get tired because worship is what they do. They know how to stay in the intimacy with God. Worship of God is our highest calling, our deepest walk, and our greatest joy. Worship brings intimacy with God. You see, everybody wants a calling. And now here in America, we got one person got every call in the Bible, every fivefold ministry. This is what they say. I'm the pastor. I'm the teacher. I'm the preacher. I'm the prophet. I'm the evangelist. Huh? Okay? I'm the prophet. But the highest calling, my friend, the highest calling is worship of God. It is our deepest walk. It is our greatest joy. Worship brings intimacy with God. That's awesome. You don't have to look for it. You know how to get it. You know how to get into the place and the worship of God. And I'm learning, praise God. I'm learning, praise God, that I thought I had it just right, but I was so wrong. I don't have it just right. I'm trying to get it. I'm getting it. I'm learning that worship gets me in the place I desire to be with God. It gets me in the place that I know that he hears me. It gets me in the place I know that he sees my worship. It gets me in the place I know that he receives my worship. And worship with God brings intimacy with him. You see, now you know, praise God, Paul was a man of purpose. He was a man of purpose. What is your purpose? The Bible declared that we were created to do what? Nothing but worship and praise his name. We were not created to be the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, getting all these calls and one half a time. We don't know which one to answer because we're not fulfilling any of them. But we must be true worshipers. True worshipers. He said, I am looking for true worshipers, powerful worshipers, real worshipers that connects to my spirit. He understood who he was in Christ, and he knew his role in God and the plan for him. I believe it is important to know three things about the former life of Saul and Tarsus, which formed the character. Ultimately, produce a life which you know, generally and dramatically express complete surrender to Jesus, the atomic of worship. Paul was an intelligent man. He's an intelligent man. He desired to be used by God. You must understand his intellect was very high. Paul was a multicultural person. He could fit in wherever he needed to fit in. And first, most of all, and least of all, Paul was a true worshiper of God. I pray, my friend, that today you would say to yourself, I want to become a prisoner of Jesus Christ, that I may become to intimacy with him and be connected in the spirit realm of God. But until this time next Saturday, you remember that God got what you need, and he's there to fulfill every desire of your heart. But you must first become a true worshiper of him, that he himself will fulfill your calling as a true worshiper, that you be connected intimately in his presence, that you may enjoy the presence of a true and a living God. I thank you today that you be blessed by the word that was sent forth today. Until this time next Saturday, I ask, praise God, that you would tune in once again. And I say once again, praise God, those of you that want to desire to donate to the cause of domestic violence, you may go to groundgpchristian.com and donate $1 to help the cause of domestic violence. Let's get involved, people, because one thing about it, domestic kills, and God gives life. You be blessed until this time next Saturday. This is your pastor, Ola Starling, Anointed Word International Ministry. God bless you. Have a great day.